was late last night.
When I get my bills out right, I know on them and mail them back. I know.
Dominique, Tom, baby.
Tom, Sam, and Jay, what's going on this morning? It went down for us last night. I feel so good. I've been up all night. I mean, everybody just partying. It's a beautiful thing, Tom.
Yeah, if you missed the speech, because it came on really, really late last night, I'm gonna play parts of it next in a mix. But Dominique.
Ooh, congratulations, Mr. President. Ooh, oh, my God.
Yeah.
To the American people, they got it right. To all the senators that won. Oh, my God. It just went down. Tom, I feel so good. I can buy a car now, Tom. I ain't got to worry about riding to work and keep looking at the thermostat to make sure I ain't got to pull over and walk the rest of the way.
I was holding
out. Look, Jay, I had to hold out because I said, this thing don't go right. I ain't going to need no car. Mitt Romney going to take me back to Spartacus. So I ain't even going to need no car. I said, I like looking at Tudors, but I don't want to go back there. But after last night, I said, I'm going to go see if I can find me a little something that rides smooth, Tom.
All right.
Yeah, confidence. See, if I was holding out, I had been looking at Huffies. I said, well, I'm going to be on a Huffy bike, so don't go right, I might as well get my bike, game up. I was going to get me some nice rims on my bike, and you was going to see me on the highway biking it. A Huffy. I was looking at it. I said, thank you. Got me, because Mitt Romney, ooh, he tried, but thank God I ain't got to look at him no more.
Bless his heart,
but good riddance. When he walked out there to do that speech, I said, come on, lying-ass self, taking all long to get out here to concede. Come on out here so we can get this party started.
Did you see how your people in D.C. voted for the president?
Oh, yeah.
91%.
91%.
Yes. Voted for the big chief in D.C.
It's understood in D.C. how it's going down. Every time I see the numbers in D.C., I crack up laughing. Oh, big shout out to Jesse Jackson Jr. He got that Mary Berry love that time. See? I said, go hard, Jesse Jackson. That's what I'm talking about, Chattel. Jesse Jackson Jr. got that Mary Berry love. I'm going to make one robocall. I'm the man. Yes, indeed. I'm happy. And then the way the people voted and they stood in line, it just was awesome. Tom, I'm talking about one of my friend's grandmother had a stroke, and she made them take her out to rehab. She said, I can come back and kick this ball and lift my leg up later. But y'all need to go ahead and get me down to the polls. I said, it's going down.
Speaking of which, did you see where this lady was pregnant? Black woman, too.
In Chicago area, yeah.
And on the way to the hospital, her water broke. On the way to the hospital, she said, pull over. I got to vote first.
Yeah, she did the right thing. Mm-hmm. She did the right thing. They say when you're having a baby, that's the closest we come to death. Her life started flashing before. She said, the man I love put this baby in me, but I don't want to have the next 19 if I don't want to. She said, look, and she told the baby, this is what's going down. Can you hold off? The baby said, let's go, Mama. And she stood right in that line. She was off the chain.
Because if Mitt Romney got elected, huh?
She would have no control over her body.
Yeah, that's right.
No control over her body. She said, nah, them contractors started hitting her. She started smartening up. She said, I'm going to have the baby at the polls, but I'm going to cast my vote.
Water broke.
Let's
go to the hospital.
Yeah, the way Mitt Romney was doing things, I mean, come on. You get raped, he was really taking us back to Little House on the Prairie. I said, no, she had to vote.
Her contractions were 5 minutes apart.
Yeah.
5 minutes apart, and it was going down.
That's commitment. Right. That's determination. You're right.
Determination, and we had determination, and it worked out, Tom. And guess what? We sitting high on the hog today. And good riddance to Mitt and Williford or whatever his name is. Good riddance.
It's Willard Mitt Romney.
Willard Mitt Willard Milliford, whatever you want to call him. Good riddance. I'm glad he gone home. Go somewhere and tell all them lies. And Karl Rove, little Teddy Ruxpin, he need a hug.
Teddy Ruxpin?
Yeah. Up there trying to crunch numbers like Nate Silver. You ain't no. Come on. It's over. You don't know the signal and the noise. You a dummy. You wasted your money. You thought you something was bought and paid. No, it wasn't.
Dominique.
Yeah, I said, I'm so, look, Sib, I'm over here bust. I'm just happy. and everybody calling. And then they had you going through this emotional roller coaster. Mm-hmm. When I first started looking, the president had 3 electoral votes. I was like, oh, man, where the wine at? I don't even drink wine. I said, look, Jay, I said, where the wine at? Give me the wine and the crackers. Here come the bull shiggity right here. Then all of a sudden, he started just dropping 3s on him. What? He started killing them outside the ark. What? That's it, I know. Mitt Romney and them wasn't even talking to the news no more. They Rachel Maddow and they were like, well, they stopped speaking to people. Yep, that's what you do when it's going
almost
awry.
Almost a month and a half ago, right? Somebody,
and the speech was so classy. I like how classy the president. He's such a classy man. Yeah. But when I'm as much as he went through, I don't like classy speeches sometimes. I just can't. I want him to go out there and say, where's lying ass at now? What's happening in America? We done ran him on up out of here talking all that jive talk. He's so classy, but I like to go out there. I like to talk trash.
I know you do, Dominique.